Absolutely. So the American Rescue Plan Act allocated millions of dollars to the tribe. One of the things that, you know, is unethical about the behavior of this is we keep getting told that the money is coming to us and the money is coming to us. And where it actually sits is a good question. The CFO office current would have been able to tell us, but the CFO of the St. Regis Mohawk Tribe has recently resigned. So there is no light being shed on where that money is.
Smoke and mirrors.
So unethical behavior, though, is that in a recent tribal meeting, tribal council gave themselves a raise of equivalent to about $40,000.
Yeah, I've heard on 30,000, and now it's more like 40,000.
Correct. It's between $30,000 to $40,000.
Now, how do you get something like that passed? I mean, without informing the people, how does that happen?
So in the Tribal Procedures Act, there's actually a clause that says if it's in the budget under $2 million, you do not need to take it to public vote. And the Tribal Procedures Act was passed by the community members.
And we're sitting, you know, we're all sitting here thinking that the St. Regis Mohawk Tribe is transparent and that we can all see all of this going on, or there's going to be some kind of acknowledgement or information released out to the public, and I think that has not happened.
But in reality, it really did happen.
It did.
Everyone has the right to look at the budget.
Yeah, but who looks at the budget?
The other thing is that I want to point out is the budget is only for comment period. We do not vote on the budget. Mm-hmm. We don't vote yes. We don't vote no. We only get a comment period. I really believe that if we were to have a voting on the budget as a regular procedure, this could be avoided. Any construction, any projects that's under $2 million can be passed through the, according to the Tribal Procedure Act, through the budget. That's basically how we get most of our infrastructures built.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that budget, a lot of people dependent on, I mean, well, obviously the tribe and a lot of us depend on that budget, but the budget that they look at and how it's distributed, how do they determine where it's going to be distributed?
Well, it all depends basically on grants. So our grants tell us what we have to match and what we have to allocate.
Mm-hmm.
So as you know, our tribal general fund is you know, basically from our fees that we pay, Dewatahuni Corporation. The Dewatahuni Corporation is a major factor. We get $21 million from the casino every year.
Mm-hmm.
Towards that tribal general fund.
And where does that money go?
That is distributed all through the budget. That covers tribal council's mm-hmm. pay, used to cover my pay.
Yeah.
you know, and all those allocated funds for like family support. If, let's say your grant is 75%, 25% of that has to come from some form of funding source,
yep.
which would be tribal general funds. What I think is important to realize is that tribal council on every document that they sign say we, the duly elected tribal council, takes into the economic welfare support in the people.
Mm-hmm.
However, they were willing to accept a pay increase immediately without this $1,000 going out to the community.
Yes, and there was a lot of people wondering how, I mean, I've been speaking with a few people and they're exactly wondering the same thing. How can they do that? And it's just not too many people even knew that they got the increase.
So they did have a vote in a tribal monthly meeting.
Yep, which not too many people attend.
Correct, 35 people attended.
Yep, and out of... what's the base here? About 14,000-15,000 people.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's what we think live here. I mean, but obviously there's a lot more people that live here, and that are not aware of stuff that's going on. I mean, you have to actually engage yourself and really get into, unless you're, I mean, it's on Facebook. I mean, that's where everybody's getting their information from these days. And I'm hoping that people are listening to us now that are engaged now, because they need to know all of this stuff. And I myself am not as engaged as I should be into the tribal council and figuring out what's going on. We hear all the bad stuff. we hear the good stuff because it's blasted. The bad stuff becomes second wind, you know. We hear it through the gossip, Muggles and Telegram, so to speak. But it's just not... I'm trying to be as unbiased and not be angry at what goes on over there, because, you know, I know people there, and we all know them, and how stuff is just swept under the rug and not brought to everyone's attention is just amazing how it's not being talked about and informing everyone to their actions. And it baffles me. We bury our head in the sand and hope for the best. Mm-hmm. I can honestly say that I've given up hope. You know, $1,000 is coming. I honestly don't think it's going to hit the mailboxes anytime soon. And I feel a lot of people have already given up that too. Like, okay, where is it? Where is it? It's not coming. Is it going to hit their mailboxes? Who knows? But their people are waiting for that. That is a big topic here in Akwesasne, is that extra $1,000, you know. But there is so much to go in that general fund and allocation of funds. Where is it and where is it going? That's up to them to where it goes, but how do we not have a say in all of that?
We should have a say.
We should.
Absolutely. And that's why I believe that we really need to vote on a budget. We do for the school board. Mm-hmm. I don't know why we don't. We vote on the budget to educate our children and where those funds go to. But we don't vote on a budget that influences all of Akwesasne.
Yeah.
That seems baffling.
Yeah. And just one other thing. The Watahuni Corporation, for people that don't know what that is, would you like to explain that real quick before we get into anything deeper?
Sure. So the Watahuni Corporation is our shelter corporation. Under the Watahuni Corporation, it manages the Bingo Palace, or was the Bingo Palace.
Yeah, it was the Bingo Palace.
The casino, Mohawk Networks, North Country Broadband. At one point, it was Akwesasne TV.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Mohawk Soy, all of those natures.
Yep. And a Soy Project, that's still going on?
I believe, I haven't heard much about the Soy Project, but last I knew, it was still in the mix.
Yeah, I don't understand that one. That just doesn't make sense to me.
It doesn't make sense to a lot of people, including the one who was in the office.
Like Soy, okay. It's not a... It's where everything bad happens. I mean, I've watched all the documentaries. I've read the research. There's nothing healthy. There's nothing good about soy. But it makes a good preservatives, and it fills your belly, and it's got protein.
Well, I believe that's the case. I mean, you know, most of the Beyond Meat is soy-based product.
Yep. So. Yeah, yeah. See, as a chef, I know all the products that are put into food, and researching and constantly doing that. This Soy Project just... I'm like, man, it's just not good. The stuff that it does to Mother Earth alone. See, we're gonna get off topic. just because I'm that guy, and I'm here to talk about the Tribal Council. But that Soy Project, from day one when I heard about it, I'm like, what the hell are you doing? I'm like, it's not good for people. It's not good for cattle, and they're feeding it to everything and everybody, and it's not good.
Well, to speak on to the soy a little bit, I know that project was based because it was hoping to get Akwesasne back to work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that was a major goal.
Yeah,
and that was the thought process behind it, was you know, getting our people back to work and getting funds to our family. That I know was a main factor of the Mohawk Soy Project.
Yeah,
and you know, kudos to them for thinking about employment factor and getting economics rolling back here in Akwesasne. As for the project itself, if we got Shinehide, I don't know.
Yeah. But we'll get back onto the real topic here. I'm just like, I get right into it because of food and my position as a chef and a small business owner here. We were talking about the relief payment. Now, we're talking about the Watahuni Corporation and a lot of the cannabis stores here in Akwesasne are all under that also. And a lot of people don't know on what's going to happen with that corporation. If you want to shed some light on the effects that could have on.
Absolutely. So one of the concerns that should be considered is North Country Broadband is a state legal entity. It is not, it's a tribal entity, but it's registered through the state.
Mm-hmm.
North Country Broadband is so we can provide offline internet services, off-territory internet services.
Yep, I've heard this.
As you know, that we had a grant of broadband grant number 2 and number 3 for, mm-hmm. For New York that was to provide services to places like Lowville, and which is near Governor,
yep. and stuff like that. Yeah, but I mean, it's a cash cow. I mean, that's major bucks.
That is major bucks.
Yeah.
Which, as you also know around there, we also had to send the funds back because we had a change of hand and one hand didn't know what the other hand was doing. So we went from, and that's the most polite way I mm-hmm. can say that. We had a CEO of Mohawk Networks, his name was Jeff Biku.
Mm-hmm.
Beyond Tribal Council's control, there was some disciplinary actions that, you know, required Jeff Biku to be dismissed.
Yep.
And then Allison Mitchell, doctor, was appointed as mm-hmm. general manager, which, you know, Jeff Biku was an engineer. Allison Doctor is a great general manager in mm-hmm. general, but not an engineer piece that Mohawk needed.
Mm-hmm.
So we couldn't really follow the engineer's process because we didn't know what the process was. That's why we had to send the money back.
Okay, that makes sense in some sort. I'd really like to know what had happened. I mean, shouldn't that be public record on exactly what was going on?
I agree, it should be public record, and to exactly know what was happening behind the door.
Yeah.
Not really sure. I can tell you that the cost to run the grants exceeded because we had to outsource mm-hmm. engineering.
Yes. And there's, I mean, here we don't have that kind of training. I mean, they're not trained people here to do that job.
Correct.
It's understandable to bring in an outside entity, but are they training people to set that up?
And they should be.
That's the questions that need to be, you know, a lot of people frown upon bringing in non-natives and people off territory. But are they actually coming in to train our people to do them jobs? That's a big question. If you can train one of us to do those jobs, then in the near future, they should move on. The non-natives off territory, the outside sources,
mm-hmm.
Should move on. Now, that doesn't always happen. They sit here and get comfortable.
That is true. So, just to spin the wheels a little bit, mm-hmm. Kylie Tarbell on the Canadian side,
mm-hmm.
as you know, they received a grant for broadband in
yep.
Cornwall and all that. Kylie's main focus when she got that grant was to include, make sure there was enough funds in there
mm-hmm.
to train our people to take over.
That's a good system.
Kylie did a great yep. job with that.
Yep.
And kudos. She worked conjointly with us, Mohawk Networks, that is, to ensure that that training program could exist. But mm-hmm. that was under the reign of Jeff Biku.
Now, just to shed a little light on who is Jeff Biku, like where did he come from?
Jeff Biku was actually brought in, outsourced from Tribal Council way back upon yonder in 2014.
Mm-hmm.
And he was an engineer to create broadband.
Okay.
He helped build the infrastructure to get us broadband
mm-hmm,
here.
Okay.
When it was a tribal program under the St. Regis Mohawk tribe. Mm-hmm. We were close to being in jeopardy of losing our USDA $10 million grant until we hired an outsourced engineer to get this project completed.
Oh, okay.
So Jeff Biku kind of came in and saved the project. He was then let go when he became CEO.
Mm-hmm.
Allison Doctor came in. I'm not saying that Allison can't handle the job of general manager. That's mm-hmm. not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is it's two spectrums.
Yeah.
Two different visions. One of the things we should be concerned is that we are regulated a lot under federal terms on grants that we receive.
Yeah, I mean, there's always a stipulation in there.
there's always a stipulation. Yep. It says that we won't conduct any illegal activity.
Yeah, everybody needs to know where those money's coming from, mm-hmm. and what your intentions are.
Correct. One of the things that has been shed to light to me as of 2 weeks ago was is that our general manager of North Country Broadband, Miss Allison Mitchell Doctor,
mm-hmm.
is on the cannabis board, which, if it was a tribal entity like Mohawk mm-hmm. Networks, it's not a big deal because we are protected tribally. It's state level.
And state, as we all know, is not in the weed business.
Correct.
Our marijuana business.
and concerns for that is as you know with the radio, it doesn't differ from wireless internet, is that we have FCC regulations.
Yes. Yeah.
And you know we have
I don't follow. Well, I like to fly under the radar.
Well, as a state entity, yeah. we can't do that.
Yeah. But I'm all about the truth and trying to get it out there and do what we got to do.
Yes. So, but at the same time, that could be a concern. And mm-hmm. if honestly, the federal government wanted to be, you know, unkind to us, that could be a red flag for North Country Broadband, which could affect our corporation.
Yeah, and all the funds that are coming in from the dispensaries and everything could be in jeopardy mm-hmm. of having to owe the federal government tons of money.
Yes.
Our state.
Yep.
Yep.
So, and that could be harmful to us as stakeholders. And I want to point out that we, the community, are the stakeholders of the corporation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the corporation is owned by the St. Regis Mohawk Tribe. We as community members make up the St. Regis Mohawk Tribe.
Yes.
So we essentially are the tribe.
Yep.
Okay, so we don't get a say in Duwatahuni at all. The board discusses the budget. Mm-hmm. The board discusses everything. However, what I find is funny, Darius, is that we, as the St. Regis Mohawk Tribe, are required to follow the Tribal Procedures Act. However, Duwatahuni is not. That why would the company not follow the owner's rules and regulations?
Mm-hmm.
And what I mean by that is recently appointed Scott Freeman to general manager mm-hmm. of the casino. Why wasn't that job posted?
Non-local.
So is the board of Duwatahuni, which Tribal Council sits on,
mm-hmm.
are they saying that we have no one educated enough to run our casino, but we've had for the last umpteen years have locals to do it?
Yeah. I mean, there's people in the positions that are watching everybody.
Mm-hmm. I know a handful of people that could handle that mm-hmm. job. A handful.
And why isn't that happening?
That's
a question for tribal chiefs and tribal council and tribal corporation.
However, you bring it up at a tribal meeting, they will tell you that Duwatahuni is not discussed at the tribal meeting.
That is ridiculous.
That is ridiculous.
That is tribal entities that do business here, tribal-owned businesses that are attending these meetings, business persons and community members, but we can't discuss on what's going on with that fund.
Correct. And that also brings up another point. If we were to stand up at the tribal meeting,
mm-hmm.
they have these rules that you have to follow. 5 minutes per the topic. You have to be respectful and blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
We're required to follow that. And if not, you're banned from any event at the tribe.
That's ridiculous. That's a strong, a little strong-armish.
That is a little strong-armish.
You know, you're talking about this tribe and what's going on in it and how they are bullying their own members at the tribal meetings. And now, I mean, I've heard stories about what's going on with the businesses here. Some of the businesses are getting, you know, hitting a brick wall when they're trying to open. Why? Because they're not willing to pay their fee, their tax, their tribal tax on opening their own business when we should be free to do whatever we want.
So one of the things that, you know, I know is a hot topic, yep. but I like to rip off the Band-Aid is we've never questioned the licensing of a longhouse to a business before.
Yeah.
But the moment it came to cannabis, next thing you know, the tribe in the Longhouse. Mm-hmm. The tribe is throwing a fit because Longhouses are giving out licenses.
Yeah.
And their excuse is because we cannot regulate what is being produced.
Exactly. That's the big thing with America, is how are we going to regulate it? Now, they got control of the dispensaries and the percentage of THC. Mm-hmm. Now, they control that, just as they do with food. Mm-hmm. And there's nothing healthy that America's producing. Now they have their hands on the marijuana industry, and everybody's looking for that tax. Everybody's looking for this.
And their excuse is that they need to entrust the well-being of their community members. But you didn't entrust the well-being when you wanted to give out when you said you were going to give out the $1,000, but gave yourself the raise.
Yeah.
You didn't entrust in the economic development of that.
Yep. And
and then when you question on them, they can bully you and they can backlash at you, but they're not removed from any tribal meeting.
Exactly the amount dollar, dollar figure that they received for this. Do you know how much that is?
Around $80 million for the second.
$80 million. That's the second distribution. Now, $80 million, where is that?
At last, it could be sitting in an interest-bearing account.
Which is just gaining interest and making money for the same or small tribe that are in total control of it. Mm-hmm. And the chiefs are looking at where it could be distributed, and distributed into an increase in raise.
An increase in raise, which affected immediately.
Yeah, just like that.
Just like that.
And then I said 30, and you said more like 40,000.
It's between 30 and 40.
Yeah, that's a nice chunk of change. That's a living.
So they utilize human resources.
That's a raise, not giving what they were already making. They're already making a decent living, mm-hmm. and they gave themselves another decent living. That's insane.
I'm not saying that Tribal Council doesn't do a lot for us.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that they probably did or did not deserve it.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is it was unethical with the process that they went through it. It was unethical for them to allocate that money to themselves without looking at the best welfare. And I am sorry, they're going to rebuttal and say mm-hmm. that all the applications are certainly sitting with the tribal clerk's office. That is bullcrap, because if they can pull the list for elections to make sure that they sit in those little hot seats, they could approve those applications a little bit faster.
Exactly. That's a lot of smoke and mirrors, man.
It is a lot of smoke and mirrors.
You know, when people complain about the government, the outside governments, you don't have to look too far when you got your tribe sitting right here. They're just as corrupt. And
how is that list any different than the fuel allotment
list? Yeah, exactly. That could have just easily been, just like you could have just done it that way. There's a process there that's already set. Mm-hmm. Why not go with that process?
Now, I will tell you that it does mirror what the American Job Bank funds are.
Mm-hmm.
But they utilize RHR to do that. They are not paid employees. They are mm-hmm. they are 1099 contractors. Mm-hmm. So they utilize RHR to utilize our CFO and our executive director's office and our legal team for the best interest of themselves.
Now, we didn't really discuss the Convenience Store Association. I don't know if you have any information on what goes on with that department.
I have some knowledge.
Yeah, just because I'm always intrigued and wondering how the Convenience Store Association, the owners of the stores, sit on that corporation, sit on that association, and in thinking about conflict of interest that could be. You're sitting on an association that you are a member of. I don't understand and don't get how you can sit on that association and you're worrying about your money. And you're in that association, and they make money on it. They're, the leader is making a paycheck on that association. I'm just curious if you had any information on that association.
You're right. The president, the president and the secretary or the vice president, they do receive a stipulus.
Yeah.
However, they are elected into that position with the knowledge through the bylaws of them. Of those funds.
Mm-hmm.
And they are as represent the association in front of council.
Mm-hmm.
So they do a lot of, you know, arbitrating and, you know, negotiating with council mm-hmm. on the convenience store association. The problem with the association is that if you are a larger group
mm-hmm.
or a larger store, you get more seats on that board.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm saying. Like, okay, so you have the biggest gas station, and you're the only one allowed to sell lottery tickets. I think everybody knows where I'm going with this. Now, and you get a paycheck from that association. Now, how the hell can, in a clear conscience, you accept a paycheck when you're already making hand over fist?
That I can't answer
to. Yeah, that's I just wanted to bring that to light.
I agree with you.
Yeah, it's totally unethical. I believe it is. I don't see... If I was already making money, if I could, you know, be comfortable, would I want a paycheck? You know, I'm already making money. Do I want a paycheck? I think giving back to the people is help me sleep at night would be just great. You know,
and I agree. And, you know, with that said, I believe the Convenience Store Association in whole, not the elected officials, really does a great job. Like Julia and the office team, they really try to engage community and support. And I think that's wonderful. As for the unethical behaviors on the backside of it, I can't really say too much because I'm unknowledgeable on that. But I agree with you that...
It was just something I wanted to touch base on if you had any information on that.
What I think would be great is if we took the smaller stores...
Yep.
And made them into one bigger group so they had just as equal a say as
larger group. I think
a restructure of that would probably be the best.
Be the best, right, yes.
Now, the other question is there's a cannabis association that's rumored to be starting.
And that's what this is what I'm talking, this is where I was trying to get us there, as now you have a big, huge, tribally, legally operated place that looks like Walmart and is doing everything the tribe has asked. Now you have a longhouse little shack that is doing just as well, and if not better, and they might see some repercussions from not following their tribally state Watahuni corporation.
Well, to be honest with you, I think that's hogwash.
Yeah.
I think every little store matters here in Aquasasa.
Exactly. That's exactly it. Every business here deserves their say.
I know a cannabis owner, you know, that was local here, and he is willing to give a hand out.
Mm-hmm.
Gives people a chance to fight in this world.
Yeah.
And, you know, I've seen it because I was a product of his helping hand.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? Kudos to him.
Yeah, right on. Yeah, exactly. I mean, the smaller the business, I think the bigger the heart.
Absolutely.
You know, we actually see everything and know what that person is going through or association is going through. You know, you're part of an association that's helping people.
Mm-hmm.
And we see that big picture when you're running a big corporation.
Absolutely.
It's hard to see the small people.
Absolutely.
But
you know, that's so important with today, especially coming up within the next month.
Mm-hmm.
As you know, caucus just happened on Saturday.
Yep. We hosted over at Cedarview Rock and Bar and Grill. We hosted a meet and greet, Isaac White,
mm-hmm.
running for chief, and you know we hosted that, and they came into the Domingo committee dinner and got to talk to him and talked about his views, and that's huge right now. It's coming up. We got elections happening, so everybody's being nominated. Caucuses are going on, and everybody's technically on the hot seat.
And I agree, and we really, you know, we have a list of great candidates on that. I personally know a few on that list that would do great.
Yes.
I also know that there's a couple that's on that list that you've had your chance.
Mm-hmm.
You went over three terms. You've done nothing.
Yep.
time to go.
Yeah, it's time. I mean, we need change. Mm-hmm. Desperately. Desperately, this place needs an enema.
So, my grandfather was a farmer.
Yeah.
And his exact words were, you can't keep feeding the same cow the same feed and expecting different results.
Exactly. It's still shit.
Exactly.
I can say that. We can say that here. It's the truth. We definitely need change. People speak a change and then get in those positions and it's the same outcome. It's something to ponder through all of this going on right now. We need to become the change.
Absolutely.
We need to become more involved. The community needs to get more involved. Do not stick your head in the sand. Do not bury your face in Facebook and become that Facebook warrior. Mm-hmm. Become more engaged in your community. Go to the meetings. Definitely, as soon as I get free time, I'm doing so many things. I would love to be more involved in the meetings and stuff, and that hopefully will come soon for myself also, because I'm not, I can't say I'm not involved. I mean, I can't say that I'm involved, you know, as much as I'd like to be, but I'm not that involved. As I'm just like everyone else, you know.
Well, it's discouraging.
We're all working hard.
It's discouraging as well, because people who want to get involved are denied. For example, people who want to sit on boards,
yep,
because they feel they can make a change. You know, there's the JOC board, there's mm-hmm. the police commissioner board, there's the Dewapnahoonee board, there's the Mohawk Networks mm-hmm. board, there's all these boards. And people put in applications, but they are dismissed because council doesn't feel it's a good fit. So they're discouraged to continue to make the change. So when you listen to your candidates, one of the things that I recommend is listen to the ones that are going to affect change.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the things that I would like to see is limited terms for elected positions.
Oh, definitely. Definitely.
A vote on the budget process.
That's got to happen.
A change in the Tribal Procedures Act.
Yep. More transparency.
And stop treating our native status as a Sam's Club membership.
Right.
Yep. If you don't pay your dues, you're no longer allowed.
Right.
And as when I said that to someone, someone goes, stop treating our native status like a Sam's Club membership. If you don't behave in Sam's Club, you get kicked out.
Yeah, yeah.
If you don't behave here with Tribal Council, you get kicked out. Mm-hmm. But you never see the repercussion on Tribal Council.
No.
I mean, I know for a fact in a tribal meeting, one of the tribal chiefs said, I'm not at home just sitting baking cookies. And she said that to one of our elders.
That is... that elder issue here is a very hot topic on how they're disrespecting our elders.
However, that certain chief wasn't removed from any further things here on the tribe.
But
one person said, oh my God, how stupid can you be? And they are banned for 3 months from anything tribal related.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's just, that's not right. Not right at all. We respect our elders here in Akwesasne. And I feel that Tribal Council should be held accountable for that and disrespecting an elder publicly, you know, right at the meeting is pretty...
Or lately, with the pandemic, demeaning. As you know, they've done Zoom meetings.
Yeah, yeah.
They didn't like the topic.
Yeah, they silenced you. They muted you.
They muted you.
Yeah, that's right. That's crazy.
And that's how that the election, the supposedly word that mm-hmm. of getting the Tribal Council's increase, or elected officials, it wasn't just Tribal Council, it was all elected officials, happened through a Zoom meeting. That technically, that vote should have happened in a more public forum.
Mm-hmm.
We have elections every year. We need to be a little bit more due diligent on making sure that things like this in that nature is being taken care of.
Yep. We said we were going to be for a half hour.
Yes.
We're very heated topics. We could talk for hours.
We could talk for hours.
Hours. We've gone through quite a bit of information here, and I would love to have you back on.
Absolutely.
We have a lot to talk about with the upcoming events here in Akwesasne with the tribal elections, the caucuses, And I would love to have you back. I'd hate to cut you off short, but did we touch base on everything?
We touched base on everything that is
important. And then some.
Up to today.
Yeah.
One last thing I want to make it known is that we, the people, voted in a payment to our seniors. And that has been suspended.
Yeah, that's not cool at all, man.
However, Tribal Council was able to find the need to give themselves
a raise. Yeah, put that in, let that sit in your mind for at least a day and think about that and ponder that and how we can take money away from the elders here in our community and put it in the pocket that...
I sat on the election board as a chairman when that vote happened.
Mm-hmm.
984 people voted for that to be occurred for the senior project.
Mm-hmm.
984 people were just put aside on their vote for 31 people that voted for an increase in pay.
Wow. So they were that.
I just want that to sit.
Yeah. Wow. A yes vote was 984 yeses. 31 yeses for the increase. Now, how does that work, man? How do you sleep at night?
How do you ignore one that had 984?
Yeah, over 31. That's ridiculous.
But I want to thank you for your time
today. Yes, and thank you for coming on. Very informative, and thank you for shedding some light for myself, for our listeners, and for a lot more thoughts. You'll be able to download and listen to this rebroadcast. Throughout the week, I will be replaying it in future shows, and I'll let you know on our Facebook page when you can listen to it again. It'll be available on Spotify on our podcast, Furious W75. On Spotify, you can check that out, and I'll get a nice label. We'll call it Monkey Wrench. No. Monkey Wrench in the Machine. I kid, but you can look for us there, and I'm hoping to have you back really soon, Joe.
I'll be around.
All right, man. Take care. Thank you for coming on.
Thank you.
Onagiwaha. And we'll get back to some music. Here's Handsome Jack. Echoes. Kind of fitting, because